coming out, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what you call a rash, bro.
I got some more.
Yeah. I'd like for you to come out here during the summer, during harvest time. I'd be glad to take you around and show you how during, you know, harvest time, maybe cut and go to the draws.
If I'm here, I'd like to see it. I'm back in the area. Now, what about a place where, say, besides the barn, did you ever have a place where you would milk the cows?
Most people didn't milk in the barn because you always had fleas. If you had hogs, wherever you had hogs, you had fleas. Most people always had milk right in front of the barn. Had them a little place, you know.
That was what?
Well, it was just outdoors, you know. There were very few people that would milk in the barn. If you was raising hogs and your hogs was going to the barn, there's a very few people that would milk on the barn. Because the hog would make such a mess, and then they'd create fleas and stuff. Well, you had DCT then. They won't let you use it now, but that was good for them. You go in there and spray that, you didn't have no trouble with them. But otherwise, them fleas would eat you up, just like ants. They would get on you.
Yeah, what about where you catch your hogs?
Well, if you could, most people had a hog pen built on the side. Something pretty big where they didn't have to feed them all the year, you know. Say for instance, like if he was working on third, the boss would furnish him a place, but he had to furnish his own wire and everything, you know, to make his hog pen. And they always make a big pen. So that means you didn't have to feed your hog all summer and all winter. Because they had a little grass and stuff.
What kind of fence they have around it?
It was a hog wire fence. But you always had to have boards and stuff to the bottom for them to root out.
Uh-huh.
I put rings in their nose.
You have a shelter?
Yeah, you had a little house in the middle of the pen out there.
Was it floored?
No.
Like when you wanted to kill a hog, like don't you do that when you floor the pen?
Well, I got one out there now that's floored, but in them time, people would kill them mostly off the ground. It had to be particular people. I said particular people. People that could afford it. To build a shed and take a hog, maybe something like a mutt, and put him on the floor. And what I mean a floor is put him in a pen with a floor. And feeding corn. That's what they call cleaning him out. And
where did people used to keep their milk and butter before the days of refrigeration?
Well, like us, we'd make let me see. But you do, you didn't have to. Most of it was clad because if it would stay overnight, then you could take it and put it in a cool place like you had a water system. You take it and put it in a jug and let it hang down in the system. It would stay fresh like that. And then later on,
what would be in the top of the jug?
Would
they put it down in the water?
Yeah, you see, you take a string and tie around the top of it and put your top on it.
What kind of top?
Like a gallon jug, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And your butter, you take it and put it in a jug or something, your cream, and let it hang down in the system, and it'll stay cool in there.
What about, did you ever hear of